every morning when I drop off my daughter, we have a little bit of a daughter-dad moment where we just sit there, hang out, look at each other, talk, not say anything, right before she walks her way to school and to her room. And you know, we're there just hanging out, talking. You know, I give her a kiss. I hold her hand. I encourage her. And even when I kiss her, that girl, man, she just wipes her mouth off clean. She hates daddy kisses. I know everyone says, oh, man, they're my daddy's girls. They love dads. No, not mine. Mine is not a fan of dad. You know, she tolerates him. She loves him. But when it comes to that attachment and love that everyone talks about a girl having for their dad, that's non-existent. No way. But I've been kind of mean to her, and I hope she forgives me. I know that I forgive her for any of those things. I know she sometimes will have some fits, and she will say, dad, you don't love me, right? I mean, she just tries to place that reverse psychology on the old man. And no, that's not going to work. But, you know, I tell her, no, I love you no matter what. If I'm angry, if I'm sad, if I'm disappointed, I still love you. I forgive you always, always have and always will. And I think that's something that many of us have to do to forgive, to move on, to be able to deal with some decisions that we've made, including myself. That's something that I had to learn, not to let mistakes and things that I've made and I've done onto others deliberately or not, that I have to forgive myself. And it's something that many of us can't do. It's something that it's very hard for many people to let go and to not move on, and to, because for some reason they feel they could have maybe made things better. Maybe they could have, you know, things wouldn't have happened the way they did. And I just feel in general, whenever you have a situation of you're having regrets and you're not, you know, and you're not happy with life, you start getting into the whole regret. You start getting into kicking yourself down all the time because of how things were in the past. You would have rather had it that way. And I just don't prescribe to that. There's nothing in life that I would have had more of. And I always keep saying that because I think at the end, you have to love the end product that it is now. For example, I mean, I wish I could have, you know, went to another school. But what if me going to another school, let's just say that was my example. I wanted to go to another school, right? I mean, I could have gone to Indiana University, possibly. USF for sure. I had a full ride there academically. And I said, no, you know what? Instead of going to Florida Southern, I'm going to go to USF. All right. Okay. I mean, who's to say it was going to be better? You know, who's to say that I would have gotten in a car accident or I would have been at the wrong place, wrong time, and something bad would have happened to me that would have changed the whole course of life? So I don't view my experiences at all because it's led me to where I am here today. And I love who I am. I love the type of person I am, very open. I'm quick to question myself, question things, not be afraid. You can't be afraid to be yourself, which is something that in our society, many of us do, you know, because we're quick to pass judgment to make ourselves feel better. That's what everyone does. It's just natural. It's just a different degrees. You know, I'm on a very low end of that degree. And yeah, so I don't have any problems, you know, with the mistakes I've made and the things I've done. The only thing I go about is trying to be better from it. It's saying, okay, you know, I made a mistake here. This is not something, obviously, that worked out. How can I go forward and be a better person? And in the process, being able to forgive those that were part of that, whether they inflicted the pain on me or I inflicted it on them. You know, obviously, you don't want to do that, but as a human, it tends to happen from time to time. And that's when you ask for forgiveness, but at the same time, if they don't give it to you, you got to forgive yourself. You got to be able to move on and say, you know what, that's not me. That's not what defines me as a person. Granted, I wish I could take it back. I wish I can be, you know, in that situation and fix things, but I can't. And that's just not the reality of life. You know, in life, we just have a lot of regrets, a lot of things that we have to live with. And you just can't go ahead and bear that emotional trauma of having to deal with these things that you can't fix, that you can't go back to and redo. Can't take a mulligan. And that's the way I go about doing it, man. But, you know, the one thing is very important is that you know, if you feel it's festering in you, and if you feel like the life as is now is worse than what it was then because of those decisions, you just have to keep moving forward. You have to say, you know what? I wish it was the good old days, but it's not. So I have to make it a new version. I have to make it a better version than what it is now. That's what I tell myself. And I always tell that to people, man, whenever they're in just shitty environments and they're just ranting away, not knowing what they want to do or can do. I'm like, well, your current scenario as is not working. So why are you trying? Why are you staying in it? Why are you complaining? Why do you feel there's no hope? It's like you feel that you can't get any worse. You're already at worse. And I don't understand the lack of courage or the fear that's involved in making such a change. I feel that's the way I've gone about life. It's like if I'm in a situation, in a position where I'm just miserable and I'm sad or I'm depressed, whatever it is, right, where I'm just not in a good place, I'm going to change the environment. I'm going to change everything that's going on in that world because right now, as is, it's not working. You know, it's like a small microcosm with my fantasy football team. I hate to bring that up, but let's say I have a fantasy football team and I'm 1-5. I'm not going to stick with it. I'm not going to complain about it. I'm not going to sit there and say those guys should be better, whatever it is. I'm going to say, okay, fuck it. I'm going to blow this up. I'm going to trade guys. I'm just going to mix it up because the way I feel is, okay, I'm not winning. I'm not doing anything good with the current situation. So why am I holding on? Why am I holding on to dear life? Just for hope that they go ahead and turn it around and have a miracle? No, it doesn't work that way. You know, and I don't care what people do after it's gone, but I just know as is, as of now, as of this point, it's not working. And you have to remind yourself of that. You know, when you think back at those regrets and you think back at those situations where that you were in a miserable state and you made certain decisions, you have to understand the environment that you were in then. You know, all the things that were going on, you were not happy. That's why you made that decision or decisions, right? I mean, I've made them myself. It's like, you know, and I guess I don't get off on being a person that on the way out has to justify them leaving a decision or situation because of someone else. It's not really about them. It's about me. I'm not happy. I am not in a good place. Part of it is because of we're hanging out. Part of it is because of the environment. But overall, you know, I don't have to feel justified in leaving something to be a better person. My justification is this shit sucks. I want to be better. I want to be in a better state. It's not about having this feeling in my head of saying, wow, okay, they fucked up. So that's my justification for me leaving. It's like, it's not that way. It doesn't work. Life doesn't work that way. Who fucking cares? Just be happy, man. Be in a good place. And I think that when it comes to forgiving yourself, that's something that is very hard for people to do, especially when they feel they made a mistake. It's like there's some time to feel guilty. There's some time to just process the mistake, right? But then at some point, you got to say, you know what? I had enough. I've learned from this. I promised myself I'm going to be better. I'm not going to repeat it. I'm going to make sure that these things are done differently going forward. And you go from there. And that's the way I go about doing life. It's like I have no regrets. I say, you know, whatever experience I get in which I made a mistake where I feel I got the raw end of the deal, I'll go ahead and say, well, okay, what did I learn here? I'll analyze it. I'll just sit there and look through it all. And then say to myself, okay, this is how we're going to go moving forward. And it's not about taking it out on the other person. It's just about doing it in a way where you're taking care of yourself. You know, and what I mean by that is I think people sometimes get in a mode, like when they get cheated on, then they get over maniacal about, you know, having to have access to their partner's phone and all these different things because they don't want to be burnt again. You can't control that. And I'll never forget a therapist saying this one time. You know, I'm going into relationships here a little bit, but, you know, just an example of somebody being maniacal, being crazy. It's like if the guy wants to cheat on you, you're basically creating a higher level cheater because, okay, now you're doing you checking up on them. So if the person wants to cheat, they're going to work hard, even harder to find ways to get away with it. So you're creating a super spy. And I was like, oh, that's very interesting because I think there's some truth to that. It's like the more you resist, the more you have someone be restricted, it's because of your fears, because of those things that you've learned from in the past, but now you're applying them like in a complete 180 maniacal, obsessive way. It's not healthy either. So I think that there's a balance of forgiving yourself and moving on and learning from it, and then being able to give somebody a benefit of the doubt. And in life, you know, whether it's with friendships, with family, whatever it is, you know, I guess that's where I'm at in life. I'm in a place where I'm just forgiving of everything, of what I've done to others and what has been done to me. Like, I fully forgive because, again, I love who I am as a person. And I think that's something that I wish all of us would embrace for once. Embrace who you are. Be in a freedom to be yourself, because, again, when we die, no one's going to care. These cars, this traffic, these everything's going to keep going. Life's going to keep moving on. And your life is so insignificant to be worried about living it a certain way. Pursue your happiness, man. Pursue whatever makes you feel good. Speak freely. And the people that accept you, it's going to make it an enjoyable ride. And for those that totally want to judge you and don't want to be a part of it, they'll be out of the way. So Godspeed.